Shep reappeared at the library the night before Maddie's arrival. He was wearing a coat and tie and dark jeans. My breath caught as I looked at him. I coughed to hide it. The expression in his eyes was unreadable. Excited or frantic? "Going somewhere fancy?" I teased.
"Yes, I..."
Shep stuttered, clearing his throat before he tried again.
"I'm going to meet the parents of my girlfriend."
I could feel my face fall. Of course. He looked startled by my reaction. Trying to cover, I improvised. "Sorry, I've just been having these weird pains all day in my spleen." Brimming with a tangle of emotions, including a whole lot of unwarranted disappointment, I found myself grinning somehow at my lame excuse. Shep tentatively returned my smile. Then something flickered across his face that strangely resembled disappointment, too. The two of us were a regular collection of mood rings. I replied, "Don't worry, I'm sure it's nothing." "And that's great, Shep," I lied, wanting to hurry up the leaving part now. "So, what can I do for you?" He cast his eyes around the room as though he'd forgotten why he'd come.
I wanted to say that I'd come by tomorrow because I need to ask you for some new recommendations.
He had come to tell me that he would come back to ask me for some recommendations? "I won't be here tomorrow, but Kendra will be if you want to check with her," I suggested reluctantly. Shep frowned and said,
"Okay, when will you be back?"
"Tuesday."
"Are you going somewhere for the holiday weekend?"
He was trying not to check his watch. I wondered why he was lingering. I decided to rescue him as graciously as I could. "Yes. Are you meeting them at 7? You'd better run if so. It's 4 minutes to."
"You're right. Well, bye, Dodie. Have a good weekend."
"You too, Shep. See you." The next 4 minutes before I could close the library may not have been long enough for Shep to arrive on time, but they certainly felt very long to me.